Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Refractive Thinker Radio Show, hosted by the award-winning and international best-selling author, Dr. Cheryl Lentz, the academic entrepreneur. Meet the scholars of the award-winning doctoral anthology series, The Refractive Thinker, where we focus on getting doctoral research off the coffee table and into the hands of business owners who can benefit from the results. Join us each Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time for 30 minutes of thought-provoking radio designed to discuss emerging topics in higher education and business. We will meet today's industry thought leaders and college professors leading the way. Details can be found at www.refractivethinker.com. Now, here's your host, Dr. Cheryl Lentz.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr.
Welcome
Cheryl.
Welcome to the Refractive Thinker Radio Show, hosted by the award-winning and
Good morning. Let's try that again. This is Dr. Cheryl Lentz. I am the academic entrepreneur, and I'm looking forward to spending the next 30 minutes with you for thought-provoking radio. We are here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we are part of the Refractive Thinker community in there, where our goal is to get research off the coffee table and into the hands of people who can use it. And so our goal has always been to be able to look at the idea of academic research or even business research, where we're simply asking questions to see if we're right. Either way, we're prepared for all possible answers, which is a benefit to business to be able to make decisions as we go forward. So our goal this week, as we bring our year to a close, is to look at the idea of New Year's resolutions. I look at this as the idea of dreams with action, because a lot of people this time of year will say a lot of things. They will decide that they're going to commit this year for losing 15 pounds. They're going to write the book they had always meant to write. They're going to eat healthier, and a variety of things that last for about 4 to 6 weeks. And the reason for that is the idea is, I look at the idea of dreams with action. Dreams can't come true just because we think about it, just because we want it. I mean, for example, I like to tell my students, just because I want to be a butterfly, I'm not going to sprout wings and be able to fly. There are certain things that goals have to be realistic, and we use the idea of SMART goals. They need to be specific. They need to be measurable. They need to be attainable. They need to be realistic, and they need to be timely. But I think there needs to be one more part of this. They need to have action. Just saying you're going to do something is not going to make it happen. Just saying that you're going to lose 15 pounds, which is the very popular one for about the first couple of months of every year, just because we're going to write that, you know, talk about writing the first book, that's a good first step. But if you don't follow it up with action, you don't have a plan, it's not going to work. I like to tell my students often, plan our work, then we work our plan. How do you know if you have a dream come true unless you first know what that dream is? But once we have that dream, we have to create an action plan of making that dream happen, step by step, bit by bit. Another lot of many cliches that I use are the how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And the reason for that metaphor is really the ability to think about, many people believe that solving world hunger is simply too daunting of a task. And so because it's too big, they choose to do nothing. So I'm suggesting that you might not be able to solve world hunger on your own, but you can make a sandwich, can't you? And that means you can make a sandwich in your corner of the world. And if everybody just made one sandwich, or in Oprah Winfrey's world, to make one random act of kindness, to imagine the world we might live in if everybody just did one more thing. I love that commercial. I wish I could remember who it was, but it's one of the automated, a really big frozen foods companies that around Thanksgiving and Christmas, they did a really big holiday push, one more, where you could have these codes in the back of, maybe it's Banquet, of these frozen food meals or vegetables or whatever it is that the company sold. And they weren't trying to solve world hunger, but they were like, there's always room for one more at the table. So the question becomes, what are you going to do that's just one more? If you want to be able to write that book, then let's make a plan for 6 months or a year. Remember, I am a 27-time published author, 16-time award-winning author, soon to be 3-time award-winning faculty member. And now we're looking at the ability of, how did I get there? It was simply doing one book at a time, one sentence at a time. And I had help. Even as a professional editor, I have my inner circle of friends and colleagues with specific talents that when I get stuck, I ask them for help. I ask them to help me turn a phrase, help me wordsmith a sentence, help me come up with something when it wasn't quite as what I had intended. So the question becomes, what do you want? And when we think about these resolutions, that's the good part, that's the beginning part of it, is we have to have a dream, we have to have a plan, we have to have a desire in order to know what it's going to look like when we achieve it. I'm a big fan, and I have a big presentation coming up for the YMCA here very shortly, about this idea of Alice in Wonderland. Because I think it's very iconic when Alice goes to the fork in the road, right? She has a path, the left or the right. She looks up to the tree. She looks to the Cheshire Cat. And she looks with this look of confusion and fear, which way do I go? And the Cheshire Cat has one of the most amazing phrases in literature, in my opinion, when he says, if you don't know where you're going, any path will do. So the question really comes up with, what is the path you're on? What are the steps you're going to take step by step? So as we make our New Year's resolutions for 2016, we have to make these dreams with action. We have to have a plan of, well, if we're going to write that next book, if we're going to create that next seminar, if we're going to start our own company, what are we going to do first? What is the list of things? And so many of my clients, when they write a dissertation, will come to me absolutely overwhelmed. And part of that overwhelm is they just don't know what to do. Is they know there's an awful lot they have to do, but they don't have a systematic systems perspective. As you've noticed here with the Refractive Thinker, we have the ability to do a bit of a more systematic approach because we do professional research. We spend many, many years sometimes looking at the ability of how to structure research, so garbage in, garbage out. Our goal is to have valid, reliable, and generalizable data when we conclude our research. We're asking a question that we want an answer to, whether qualitative, whether quantitative, whether mixed. We're simply going to think of, this is how we think the world works. Now we're going to go see if we're right. That's the hypothesis for a quantitative study. We're confirming what we think we know to see if we're right. If we're a qualitative study, we're going fishing. We're exploring. We kind of have a general idea of what's going on, but we need to have something open-ended. We need to go fishing. We need to be something that's less exact, less confirmatory, less structured, and be able to kind of go and just see what's out there. Again, each tool has a very effective outcome depending on how it's used. But the goal is really we're asking a question, and we're going to see if we're right. And so we look at our New Year's resolution, we're looking at the ability to put together that plan of action. Are we going to be able to have that plan of losing 15 pounds, writing that book, starting our own business, starting our own nonprofit, having a family, going to college to get that degree, whatever the goal may be? I go back to Lao Tzu, that has the ability to say every journey begins with its first step. And the more we can have this action plan, first we take the first step, then we take the second, then we take the third. And that's how I've earned where I have become. If I didn't wake up one day and just became a 27-time published author, matter of fact, if you talk to my mentor, Dr. Hall will tell you that it took me 5 years to finally fulfill my promise to him to publish in a peer-reviewed journal. And the reason for that is because I got really annoyed with what passed for research publications and felt there was a better way. I didn't like the fact that research publications and journals actually made money off of the scholars and their work. So someone like me, who took 4 years, 3 months to complete her doctoral journey, publishes in a journal of whatever studies, and they own my copyright. They own the ability to profit from it. They market it, they distribute it, and they keep all the money. And they own my copyright. And so I created the Refractive Thinker Action Step because I had a dream of finding a different way to publish, where those who spent all of this time, I mean, I believe my mentor spent 10 years in the day to be able to create his study. I didn't think that was fair to be able to give those rights and that copyright to someone else. At the Refractive Thinker, the Lentz Leadership has a contract with my authors. We simply retain the right to distribute the book on Amazon and Kindle and Mashwords and other distribution outlets. We don't own their copyright. We have the ability to pay royalties to share the profits from their efforts. And so the idea was, think of how many people get really mad. I've seen this at holiday parties. I've seen this at company events where, you know, somebody talks about that new whoozy was it, so that new gadget, that new latest and greatest. And they said, wow, I thought of that years ago. You may have, because many people, when we look at Ron Klein, for example, the grandfather of possibilities, we look at the ideas, he thinks that every problem is simply a solution waiting to happen. And so he reduces everything in a problem to its lowest common denominator and finds the solution. So if you look at late night television and these commercials and infomercials and things of that nature, it's simply a solution. And many times, and somebody got mad because they didn't have the right tool when they were on the road, and they didn't have batteries for their flashlight and it ran out too quickly, or they didn't like how this egg was done in the microwave. Remember when microwaves first came out? And so it was simply a coming up with a better way around the mulberry bush. And here's the important part. They brought their dream to market. They made their dream a reality through action. And so that's what I'm suggesting here, is that any product you see on TV, any company that has been formed, is a result of somebody taking action. And so the idea, if you're going to go to New Year's Eve, and many New Year's Eve parties will have a hat that offers the ability to write down your resolutions. And that's part of the ability of making dreams happen, is you have to have that concrete, that visceral, that physicality of actually writing something down. And that's something that's being lost in society, which is a concern because of computers. The idea is the emotion. When you're taking notes, there is a physical action that's taking place that's part of the ability to help take action. But since most schools aren't teaching handwriting anymore, I know I do a lot of writing when it comes, because I'm a list maker and I have lots of lists, because lists help me organize my action plans so I know exactly what I need to do today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next quarter, next year, to be able to keep moving forward towards the specific goals that I want to have happen. It's not enough to write on a piece of paper on New Year's Eve saying, I want to write that next book. That could very well be the same piece of paper you wrote last year. And so my question is what happened to 2015 resolutions? Did you meet them? Did you achieve them? Did you make progress toward them? And if not, why not? My guess is the fact that you came up with this great idea and you came up with this really big dream, and even if you thought about it every day for the entire year, it's still not going to happen unless you take action. If you're going to write that book, you're going to actually sit down and make a plan to actually come up with a title, come up with a chapter outline or a book outline, to get a sense of who's going to write the foreword, who's going to write the preface, how are you going to find a publisher, an editor, and there's a 100 moving parts. But the question is, many people get into it and they put it on the shelf and they just think it's too hard. Too many pieces. They don't have the right advice. They don't have enough advice. And then suddenly they get into it and it's like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? And so the goal is to write down that resolution, but also very shortly thereafter is to write down a plan of when do you want it? There's a big technique, I guess you could call it, a strategy that the highest probability of things coming true, dreams coming true, resolutions coming true, is not just writing it down, but writing it down with measurable outcomes. I am going to have that book written by July 1st, 2016. I'm going to have those 15 pounds lost by March 1st, 2016. When you not only have the specific dream, but you have a measurable outcome, when do you want it? And if so, then we use an outcome-based approach. You've heard me talk about that before. And just work backwards. And so now if you have the end date, I do this with a lot of my students, as you know when you want to graduate, you know all of the things you need to do in order to graduate. So let's break them down into a strategy and a plan of specifically what you're going to do every single day in order to get there. So you become your own project manager. You have your own ability to be able to make your dreams come true. And there may be some detours. I'm not suggesting that it's a foolproof method that's going to guarantee success, but it's going to give you the highest probability of success because things are going to happen. The question is, they will not happen at all if you don't take any action. Just writing down that New Year's resolution come New Year's Eve is not going to be enough to help that resolution come true. You have to commit to it. You have to identify it. And the steps and the plans and the strategies that you need to have in order to make it forward, move it forward. You're going to need to have an end date. And you're going to have to move progress step by step. I like to tell my students that you need to know today, December 29th, what you need to do in order to make that dream happen, whatever your end date was. And so that you know that in the event that you can't do it today, that moves your dream one day forward. Or you have to double up or triple up and make up those action steps the next day in order to make sure that you are on track. We've also talked about the idea of being task-oriented or time-oriented. If, for example, that you committed to working 2 hours a day on your dissertation, working 2 hours a day on writing that book, working 2 hours a day on strategies to help you manage weight loss, the question becomes, what do you do? If you say that you're going to do this between 1 and 3, do you only look at what you can achieve between the hours of 1 and 3? Or are you task-oriented? Do you create a checklist and you finish that checklist regardless if it's 3 o'clock or till 5 o'clock or you're done in a half an hour? Only you will know what strategy works best for you. Personally, I'm much more of a task-oriented person. I'm getting much better at when I schedule time to accomplish something. I will know close to how long it will take me to do something. So, for example, I know exactly how long it takes me to prepare for a radio show if I'm only the host that day. I know that it will what time to schedule it, when to prepare for it, and how to move forward with it. And so this way that when I'm finished, I know I'm done, whether it takes me longer than anticipated, it's a task. It's a I finish it however long it takes, not the time, meaning I can only do with what's between the hours of, say, 1 and 3. And so now I've been getting much better at trying to be able to manage my how long is it going to take me to do this so that I make sure I schedule enough time. Because initially it would take me if I scheduled, say, between 1 and 3, but I needed more time, but I had another meeting at 3:30, then I would have to look at, well, I guess next time I need to have 2.5 hours or maybe 3.5 hours. But it's going to get a better opportunity is when you schedule that time. I like to check things off my list. You know, and having talked to me over the years, it's a to-done list. Things that go on my to-do list are put there with the intention of crossing them off. It's not something well, this would be nice if I could accomplish it. No, the intention is my magic list. When it goes on that list, eventually it gets done. Now, I like to have things done immediately. Unfortunately, the strength I have in getting things done is not always the strength that others have. And so when I have to wait for others to do their thing in order for me to do my thing, I'm working on having that patience because there are a lot of members of my team now to have them a part of that, but sometimes they're not always good time managers. Sometimes they're busy with holidays or kids or the office or whatever it is that they have. They have too much on their plate and they don't know yet the benefits of time management and outcome-based thinking and task versus time orientation. And so I have to work with them. And it gets a little bit frustrating for me sometimes because I'm all about crossing that thing off my list. And there's been a few things sitting on my list here a little bit longer than I am comfortable with. But those are the lessons that I have to do, is to learn to help others to move progress forward in order for me to finish or complete whatever the task may have been. And that to me is a real principle, because we've talked about that too. In order to get what you want, you have to help others get what they want first. And so my goal is to try and balance that, to have the patience to provide an example, and when things fall short, to use these as learning opportunities, teachable moments, opportunities to be able to move forward, perhaps with new skills, with new abilities and new understandings and wisdom. And I'm all about process, not just the end result, although I do like to have those things off my list, and very few things stay on that list long term. But I also recognize the fact that a watch pot doesn't boil. And sometimes if you hang on a little bit too tight, sometimes things don't move forward. So I don't like the long term issues that take months and months and months and months. And I struggle with people who blame others for the fact that they have something on their to-do list move off there because they're blaming others. The situation with some financing that's been on the table since July of this year, and it's driving me up a wall, because the challenge becomes, why does it have to take so long? And they think because they have efforts, that they have made phone calls, that others who are responsible for moving this financing forward, that they're off the hook. And it drives me absolutely bonkers, the fact that efforts are not outcomes. No one cares how long it takes you to get something done. The goal is to get something done. And if you look at the idea of completing a dissertation, for example, you don't get called a doctor. You don't earn your doctoral place in the community until you're done. An ABD doesn't count. That means all but dissertation. It means you finished all of your classwork, but you didn't finish the dissertation. That means you're not a doctor. Until you complete that entire dissertation, until the dean signs off on it, you're not finished. Until that financing opportunity comes and the funds are released, you're not finished. And by simply making that phone call, it doesn't absolve you of the responsibility of making something happen. Blaming others and putting the responsibility on them as if you are somehow, well, I made the call, there's nothing more I can do. Yes, there is. There's an awful lot of follow-up that can be done. And so the question becomes, what are you going to do regarding your New Year's resolutions and to make your dreams come true with action? Remember, just because we want something doesn't mean we're going to get it. Wishing does not make it so. Wishing gives the intention to the universe, to your higher source, whomever you may think, but action is what makes it happen. And if you're just too tired at the end of the day, or you just don't, you had the good idea, you were willing to weight management, but you ordered the pizza instead of ordering something that was you. Why? Because it was easier. You put that book on the shelf that you had all your papers by the TV, but there was a better movie on TV, and it was far easier just to watch the movie than to take action. I know, I've been there. I have something today that it's not going to be very pleasant for me to do, but I'm going to start and at least get started. And I think sometimes that's the hardest part. Once I get started, if I say, you know what, I'm only going to work on this for a half an hour, often that half an hour might turn into an hour or 2 hours, but it's just that something that's not pleasant, I don't really want to do it, however, it needs to get done, and so I'm going to put on my plan, and I try and do those things that I don't want to do first. Get them off my plate. Move them forward. And sometimes you may have to sit and do this going, you know what, it's a difficult thing that I can't finish it all in one day, so I'll just do a half an hour today. That's progress. And you'll do a half an hour tomorrow, and you'll do a half an hour the next day, and then the next day, and then the next day, and lo and behold, whatever project you're working on is done. Habits often take 3 weeks to create, sometimes longer. I have some habits I've been working on for many, many years that takes repetition, that takes strength. Sometimes it takes an accountability partner, because we can't always catch ourselves in the moment. But we can have others help us going, reminder, whether it was there was a grammar thing I was working on for a long time, and a good friend of mine said, Cheryl, I have to let you know. She goes, I don't mean to micromanage you, but you did a really good job. I've been listening to this conversation. You've made a really concerted effort to correct. I had a poor grammar when I was speaking with a specific element, and she had been working on me probably for years, and I finally was able to demonstrate that it became a habit. And you could just hear her smiling across the phone, and I was so proud to the fact that, A, I had completed it, and, B, that she'd noticed, because she knew how hard it was for me, and I can't tell you why. It just was something that I had to really focus on, really pay attention to, really have these steps, and it's situational awareness. What gets measured gets done. What's in your situational awareness? What's in your focus? What's on your checklist? As I get older, I know that I can't remember everything. And so I take that responsibility of remembering off my shoulders and simply make sure that I capture it on pen and paper. Once it's down on pen and paper, I have the ability to look at, oh, now I no longer have the stress of trying to remember. Because I know we always go into a room going, I can't remember what I forgot. And so how useless is that when you know there's something that's sitting eating at you and you remember at the end of the day far too late to have taken action on it? And so the good news is we want to be able to make sure we look at the idea of plan our work, then work our plan. So take the 5 minutes at the beginning of your day or at the end of the day or the day before to be able to say, here's what my top three things are going to be for today. I'm going to schedule them. I'm going to look at the progress as a result of moving forward with them. And that's how I am able to move a lot of my projects forward, because it's not something that I'm going to spend an entire Saturday of 8 to 10 hours. Often it might be 5 minutes here, an email there, a strategy session there, and lo and behold, it's finished. Some projects take a lot longer than others, but at least I can show there's measurable progress. I don't blame others for financing that can't happen, because they just think that because they made the phone call, they are off the hook. No, you're not. You're off the hook when you cross it off your list. And if you need others, then you need to be sometimes diplomatic and sometimes very patient to be able to look at, well, what do I need to do to be able to ensure that I am either completing something completely or I'm making progress. Rome wasn't built in a day. Many people stop because they can't solve world hunger. And that may be true. Perhaps you can't solve the entire crisis today, but you can make progress. You can take a step today, and you can take a step tomorrow, and you can take a step next day. And now, instead of having that same New Year's resolution in your hand that you had in 2014, that you had in 2013, when you get to 2016, on the eve of 2017, the next year, you'll be able to smile and say, it's done. So as we bring another show to a close, let me offer you and your family and your loved ones and your significant others a wonderful New Year's Eve, a wonderful new beginning in 2016 to be able to give you hope to make all your dreams come true. But remember, a New Year's resolution is more than simply writing something down on paper. You have to have the action plan, the steps, the ability to act as your own project manager, to be specific, to be measurable, to have it attainable and realistic, and well as to be timely. Once you have a plan, you'll be able to move forward step by step. So again, this is Dr. Sarah Lentz. I am the academic entrepreneur. I look forward to working with you. If you have consulting needs, I can help you work through these particular issues of how to achieve your dreams, how to achieve your New Year's resolutions, step by step, progress by progress, so that you can achieve your New Year's resolutions, your business goals, your dreams with action, and to achieve everything that you've ever wanted. So again, my name is Dr. Cheryl Lentz. Come visit us at therefractivethinker.com to see all of our other authors and scholars of the Refractive Thinker series. If you'd like to know more about me, please look at drcherylentz.com, www.drcherylentz.com. And if you'd like my email address, it's drcherylentz@gmail.com. So keep thinking your way to success. I'm Dr. Cheryl Lentz. Happy New Year to you and yours. Make it a wonderful 2016. We look forward to seeing you at the first of the year, Tuesday mornings, 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Enjoy your festivities. Be safe, be well, be happy.